Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In the beautiful Holland Performing Arts Center in beautiful downtown Omaha, Nebraska. Thank you, Rich. Thank you for having us. And looks like she dried up just a little bit before we got here, so we were able to land. Actually, that was a good thing. Didn't have to make a water landing. I was a little worried about that, because we don't have pontoons on that, baby. I don't think Delta has pontoons on them.
No.
They should get pontoons on their fleet, because it is Delta, after all. And it's better now. I guess it's pretty much over, right? Flooding? No, 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 of course. What, are you kidding? Well, it's affected the crops, of course. Corn and soybeans are down, but watercress and rice are booming. That's the good news. Most of the corn is creamed and the soybeans are in sauce, but that's okay. Plus, the one bonus is you get the Asian carp right up to your door. Of course, you got to like Asian carp. That's another problem, but they're attracted by the rice paddies, I guess. They come right in. But, you know, that's what you get when you use the Missouri River for a border, ladies and gentlemen. Whose idea was that? Makes a nice river, makes a lousy border. I-29 really should have been built on stilts, like Lake Pontchartrain, you know, the causeway there in Lake Pontchartrain. Then Hamburg could have been the New Orleans. That would have been cool. Could have been there. It's subsiding a bit now, but it was interesting to see how much of the population you could fit on the Bob Carey footbridge before she started to rock a bit. And, of course, the Deborah Winger underpass. Underpass. I didn't say underpants. I know nothing about the underpants. I said underpass. Curiously, though, the Republican River did not flood at all, actually, but cut back to a trickle. I don't know how they do that, those Republicans. The Missouri is obviously a Democratic river, overflowing its banks again. Another surge. But the Nebraskans are nothing if not adaptable, you know? Really, it's the adaptable state. At the height of it, if you didn't want to take 75 or couldn't out of Omaha, you just had to get on 80 and pretend you were going to Lincoln. You fake going to the west and you head south on 50 near Chalco to Syracuse, and then you portage to 75 south, paddle down to Highway 36 in Kansas, and catch a trailways to St. Joseph. And from there, you hitchhike on I-29 all the way to Kansas City, and hopefully that's where you wanted to get in the first place. Because it was the only place you could get to for a while, was Kansas City. Fortunately, everything's up to date in Kansas City, so that was a nice trip. So Iowa actually has had it worse, I think, pretty much. They're getting the brunt of it. They were so cut off for a while there, they began evolving differently. I mean, evolution took a different course in Iowa, resulting in mutations that were seen in the Republican caucuses. Yeah, really. Ironically, Republicans proved the theory of evolution. Flooding was not a problem off at Air Force Base because the SAC, you know, they never land, so. These guys are always up there, so it doesn't matter what's happening on the ground. Not a problem. The Iowa casinos are mostly okay because they were built to float. Used to have to float them, didn't they, Jim? Have to put them in sluice ponds. Now that's all taken care of. The National Guard has left after battling the Army Corps of Engineers to a standstill. Go Guard! And you know, the Corps has taken a lot of heat because the public mistakenly assumes that dams are to hold back water. Damn it, as it were. And as it often has been said. It's safe to say that where South Dakota drains will never make it as a slogan in Nebraska. Anyway, you can take the water wings off the cats. It's going to be okay. In all the news having nothing to do with water, Bubba Stanley will not play for the Huskers or the Royals, but will drive instead in NASCAR. Because with a name like Bubba, you got to be a NASCAR driver. Let's face it. Hard to pass that one up. Nebraska is leaving the Big 12 for the Big 10, which is really now the Big 12. But that's okay because the Big 12 is now really the Big 10. So it's a little confusing, something like that. You know, the Big 12 actually closes at Big 8 after volatile trading. It'll be down to the Big 0 eventually if everyone keeps leaving. What kind of conference is that? No one wants to come to the conference. Speaking for the Big 10, if I may. Yes. I'd say welcome. Welcome. Nice to have you. You know, when we let in Penn State, it opened the floodgates. Oops, I wasn't going to mention water. But, so welcome. Okay. Big red. It's going to be confusing on the field. You won't be able to tell the players without a scorecard because everybody's red and red, you know. So, but that's okay. That's okay. Plenty of room for you there. Good news, no more trips to Laramie. I don't know, maybe you like them. Laramie's a nice place. We've been there.
Yeah, we've been there.
Yes. Just that one hotel, though, on the... that suicide hotel on the highway right. There. Whatever it is. The bad news is Madison is not the place really to bill yourself as Big Red. I would play that down as much as possible. Where are other colors? When you come into Madison, okay? There's lots of nice colors out there. Or call yourself, Large Carmen, something like that. The Fighting Cherries or something. You gotta, because they're very sensitive about the color. I don't know. You can't really trademark a color or anything, so. But, the thing of it is, though, Nebraska fans are like maybe the nicest fans anywhere, right? I'm not just saying that because it's you, and you are the Nebraska fan. But, Nebraska fans will applaud a good play from the other team, right? Not unheard of. Unheard of in Madison, however. Never heard of. Oh, no, oh my gosh. So I just want to tell you, the inevitable husk you and you and you is going to, you hear that. And cries of cornholers and all this stuff. And I'm just saying, don't take it personally. It's not you. It's not you, it's us. Okay. Just the way it is. You should hear what they say about the Buckeyes. I mean, that's ripe with possibilities, oh, yeah. You got to admit. In other news, the Huskers will not be penalized for giving athletes books on the recommended list because the players didn't take the recommendation. So, the downsized United Football League 2011 season will kick off with the Omaha Nighthawks playing themselves. The Knight will play the Hawks, I guess, is how that works out. Nebraska Attorney General John Bruning said he compared welfare recipients to raccoons because, as a child, he was attacked by raccoons who ate a third of his brain. Warren Buffett was seen with a new 78-year-old chippy. But he said it was okay with Astrid, so it's cool with me. New department at Nebraska, the Will Work for Food Institute. So that sounds promising. Nebraska approves unicameral marriage. Makes sense, just keep the one house. By the way, unicameral is a good idea. No cameral is a better idea. I think you're on the right track, is what I'm saying. There's no Nebraskans on the Super Committee after Bo Pelini's name was withdrawn at the last minute. Something he said? I don't know. A Nebraska Super Committee would, of course, have a single member. Unicameral. Personally, I'm sorry to see the Rosenblatt is going to go. You know? You don't have that many Jewish ballparks around. They already tore down the Guildenstern, I guess. TD Ameritrade Park does not roll off the tongue like Rosenblatt, if you ask me. The Blatt is where it's at. will be missed. Where else can you have a circus at the same time as a ball game? A circus and a ball game, you can't beat that. The Blatt. Known for voters' remorse, Omaha tries to recall another mayor after electing him. They don't even let a guy settle in. But, you know, he did retrieve the final A in the city's AAA rating, so the super committee might want to get him on the horn, I'm just saying. And finally, the Nebraska State Fair counters the Iowa State Fair's butter cow with a margarine chimney rock. Full scale. That's all the news that isn't from Omaha and the great state of Nebraska, ladies and gentlemen. Great to be here. Thank you for having me again. It's been a while.